You're listening to the Texas Standard.
Joining us now is Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins. Judge Jenkins, thanks for joining us on the Texas Standard.
Great to be with you.
Where does Dallas County now stand when it comes to how many cases of COVID-19 y'all are dealing with? Any critical?
Several critical. And, the numbers continue to increase. It's a rapidly expanding problem here.
Let me ask you, what are those numbers doing for you as Dallas County Judge? What are they telling you about how quickly this is becoming an issue for the county?
Well, the numbers are always 5 to 7 days behind it. In other words, with the limited amount of testing that we have in the state, we have more testing capacity here than any other metro area, but even so, we're testing, hundreds a day, not thousands a day at this point. And so the numbers are behind what is actually the situation on the ground. But yesterday we had 5 tested positive cases for community spread out of the 9 that we reported.
Mm-hmm.
Today we will report more community spread cases. These are cases where there's no travel history. There's nobody in the house that they got it from. We can't determine where they got it from. They got it somewhere out in the community. So this is spreading through our community. And what it's telling me is we have to act aggressively to protect the population. Government has to act aggressively, and people have to act with personal responsibility to keep themselves safe.
Dallas County and the city of Dallas made the difficult decision to close bars and limit restaurant services to takeout orders. Judge, that's obviously going to have economic ripple concerns. Are you considering any mandatory quarantine measures or anything along those lines?
Yeah, we're looking at that, and we're going to do what's necessary for people. But at this time, I know the news today is New York is considering doing that. In Dallas County, there is more space between people. So at this point, we're not going to stop people from taking walks or going outside.
Speaking of economic concerns, what is your most serious concern at the moment? Or is it all about health for you?
Oh, it's very much about economic concerns, too. There's a ripple effect of people not being able to afford their rent and their groceries because they are not working. And, businesses ending up going out of business and the jobs not being there for people when we come out the other side of this. So that is a big concern. And we'll be passing more orders today aimed at protecting, changing the curfew rules. I'm looking at changing rules to stop evictions and writs of possession for a period of 60 days.
When it comes to help for the service industry, help for business owners, small business, is there anything that can be done to directly provide them relief? I mean, we're hearing at the federal level talk of money being provided to individuals. Is Dallas County in a position to offer any sort of aid or relief to small businesses?
Well, what we can do, we will do. As far as a stimulus package, that's going to have to come from the federal government.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, I'm very hopeful that they will do that. I come to this job. I'm a first-time elected official was this job, but I own small businesses. I still do. And, I can tell you on that end, although I'm not able to really talk to the managers a whole lot now, everyone is hurting.
Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins. Judge Jenkins, I know you're juggling a whole lot right now. Thanks so much for taking a few minutes out to talk with us on the Texas Standard.
Thank you, sir.